In Chile's capital, Santiago, plants like grass are becoming rare after 13 years of extremely little rainfall. The drought has forced the city of 6 million people to limit water use. It has also caused local officials and landscapers to replace plants that need a lot of water with desert plants. Santiago's landscaping is from years ago, designed for a Mediterranean climate. Now we are in a semi-desert climate. Valentina Vega of the Providencia neighborhood told Reuters, "We can't waste all that water anymore." Recently, Chile announced a plan to ration water in the capital. It is the first such measure in the city's nearly 500-year history. It involves a four-level system that includes restrictions on water pressure and cutting off water to parts of the city for periods of time. In Providencia, the local government plans to change planted areas along roads into areas with plants that need little water. A special watering system is also planned. This saves almost 90% of water compared to traditional landscaping, Vega added. The city is also divided. Rich areas have more areas with trees and plants, which are little seen in poorer areas. But everyone is making changes, using native plants and modernized watering systems to avoid waste. Economics student Araceli Rodriguez, 26, lives in Pudahuel, an area in the northwest of Santiago. "Where I live, there are no parks or green areas nearby. There is not much to water," Rodriguez said, adding, "We try to take care of the water. We have a conscience." Rodrigo Foster is an expert in water management from the University of Chile. He said people need to change the way they use water. He said Santiago now receives less rainfall and snow from the nearby Andes Mountains. This has reduced river water available to the city. In Santiago's main city park, waterways that carry water from the Maipo and Mopocho rivers to the park are 80% lower than normal. Park officials have updated the water systems and added trees that can live in the climate. "The drought hits us all," said Eduardo Villalobos, who helps supervise the park. He added that people need to change what they do each day to save water. In the park and others across Santiago, a combined 5 hectares of grass area has already been replaced, he said. This saves 300,000 liters of water during each watering period. Local people have been divided about the changes. Some said the new landscaping in places just looked like rocks. Others said change would take time and could also be beautiful. Dina Robles pointed to a sustainable garden in front of her house, full of different plants, colorful flowers, and grasses. The smell of plants often used in cooking, mint and rosemary, was carried by the wind. "A neighbor told me she regretted the change, that they had been promised flowers and there were only stones," Robles said with a laugh. She added that it took 3 months for the plants near her house to flower. Then it all exploded in shades of violet and blue. It's very beautiful, she said. I'm Gregory Stockel.